This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Those levels seem a little off, but okay, we're going to go with it. It's almost Friday. It's Thursday. Long week for a short week.
Today's your day, though, everyone. It's going to be the peak. Triple digits. East Bay. Napa.
Yay.
I don't think...
You winning?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things.
Was it hot at your house yesterday?
Yes.
It actually got windy and cold at my house by the evening. Like the fog starts rolling in and it's just...
Well, you're close enough to the city that you don't get nearly as hot as the other places.
Yeah.
But I was...
Even right over the hill will sometimes
I'll be 95 today at my house.
Oh, boy. I'm living
fan life.
Yeah, you are.
There's double fans blowing in. Mm. There's no blankets.
It's
not really
those?
The way you sleep,
yeah.
But summer.
Yay!
It's almost over.
Oh.
You know what's funny is in the middle of, and I'm sure other parents can relate to this. That's the only reason I'm sharing it,
yeah.
Is that you sit there in the summer and you think, God, I want them to go back to school already. And then they get back to school and you go, this is no easier.
No.
Now we've got, today
homework
is
and packing.
Drama tryouts.
Oh boy.
After, you know, a day of class.
Sure.
Last night was soccer practice.
Mm-hmm.
Friday is basketball practice. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, your Uber service has begun, my friend. And it never ends. And then you're always the guy who's got to go drive and drop off and pick up.
Yesterday, speaking of Uber service, and I've mentioned my daughter has a health challenge, and it's called IBD. You can look it up, but we have her on a medicine and we have her on a certain diet and it's working, but it's pretty strict. And there are these chips that we can get her at Trader Joe's.
What kind of chips?
Potato chips.
Oh,
which is a delicacy when you have to watch what you're eating. And these are like olive oil made and they're very simple. So I want to get them for her. I like to make sure she has the few, you know.
She really likes something and she
upgrades,
can have it.
Right. And it's not like, you know, necessarily good for her, but it's okay. That's her version of junk food.
Right.
These Trader Joe's olive oil chips. I couldn't find them two nights ago at the Trader Joe's by my house. So I went on my way home tomorrow. I will go to Trader Joe's over the hill.
Yes.
And I'll get you some of these chips. I stop at one. They're not there.
Oh, no.
I go to another one. They're not there. So I'm like coming home going, I've been in the car for when I left here, I'd been in the car for 2.5 hours by the time I got home. I got no chips. Mm. It's like, oh. Anyway.
Why is it that... Every time I love something at a store, every time I'm like, oh, this is the thing. I'm so psyched. Suddenly it starts getting hard to find. and then it just goes away. Like, you would think it would be the opposite. Yeah. People clearly like this thing that's selling out. That slot's always empty. Stock that thing up.
The guy said, well, those things sell, so we'll have them back. And he goes, I'll have them back on the 12th. And I was like, all right.
The 12th.
It's fine. Like I said, it's not some big, you know, it's not health food. They're chips.
No. Right.
But it's something she can eat.
Can she have potato chips in general?
If no.
She, okay. So these must be like super clean, no salt or something. Like what's
no,
the
salt she can eat. It's okay. Just that they're made with olive oil and the ingredients are like potato, olive oil, salt.
And that's it.
She can eat that.
Right.
So that's what I try to get her.
Nice.
But
you think that would be all that would be in potato chips, but no. Turns out no.
Yesterday, Vinny mentioned Pretty Pretty Princess. Yes, that's a game that we're playing at my house now.
Yeah. This is where you get jewelry to put on to decorate yourself with at the table before bed.
Right. 800-400-3697. She said it wrong, everyone. Get her.
Yeah, get me.
My guy friends and I would play it after having a few drinks, and we called it P2 Princess Smackdown.
Oh, well, that does, P2 Princess Smackdown.
It does sound cooler that way.
You know
I
what?
Will now
oh,
be
yes,
adopting
absolutely.
P2 Princess Smackdown.
Now I'm like, that sounds like a badass game. I'm in.
Yeah. So what's the deal with Vince AC at home? It broke, and then there was a tree under it, and my guy goes, you got to get the tree removed or get the... It's a whole thing. And yeah. I just went, all right, we're working on it now. The backyard is tore up.
Because you were saying you're just going to get a ceiling fan in every room and just deal with it.
Well,
yeah,
it's one of the conversations going around.
Yeah. Well, isn't. It's not cheap. It's not cheap to have month by month by month. And it's not cheap to replace. And it's not cheap to fix. And it's.
Well, we were certainly
but it's
going.
It's so great.
It's not great for the environment either. But nope. Then again, you know. Look at Arizona. They were 100 degrees for 100 days. It was like some record they broke the other day ago. You don't
no
think they're living AC?
Live
yeah,
there
it's AC life.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
You should think like AC is a fairly recent development. I mean,
is it?
Well, sure. I mean, has it been around for 100 years? Like, what did they do before that? Even fan technology, I mean, you know, think about how long we've had electricity for. Like, what the F did people do? I guess they just didn't live in the desert.
Well,
that could be it.
1902.
That's nice.
Willis Carrier invents the first.
Carrier.
That's a brand,
that's
right?
That's a big brand, yeah.
Invents the first modern electric air conditioning unit as a way to solve a moisture problem for a publishing company.
Oh, how interesting. It wasn't even because they were like, oh, wouldn't it be great if it was cool in here? They just didn't even know that was an option. That was a side benefit. People were like, we got to go to the paper company. It's so weirdly cold in there.
The term wasn't coined until 1906.
Air conditioning?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I always think about that. Like you watch a Western or something and it's just like, well, that looks like it sucks. And there's no relief from it. It's just hot. All day. They didn't have sunscreen. You think they had sunscreen? They didn't.
No.
Yeah. There's nothing we have at all.
I wouldn't live in Arizona now, but I can't imagine what that must have been like to the early, you know.
Sure.
Earlier
people
settlers.
Went there and said, we got to just get through this desert that we're crossing right now. This seems ridiculous. Yeah. It's unlivable. You know, that's one of the things I'm going to just express my appreciation for you, California. Most days, even on the hottest days, you can leave your house. You can go out. You're not cooking. Yes, it's 100 degrees in the sun. If you get in the shade, you get some coolness. And you know that when the sun goes down, it'll cool off for the most part. And that is not any place where there's humidity, like I grew up on the East Coast. There's no relief from that. If you didn't have AC at your house, and who did? I mean.
Well, your parents have to be living that life in Florida, right?
You know, their tolerance for heat is way higher because they live there. Like, I'll get there and it's 80 degrees in the house and they're like, oh, it's so nice and cool. And they're running their AC to add 80 degrees. And I'm like, that's got to come down about 8 degrees for me to sleep here. I'm just going to go to a hotel. Is that okay? But yeah, it's just where I'm totally spoiled, but at least I can, I feel like I can leave my house, you know, when they can't, like, well, in the middle of the day in Florida in August, September.
Down south where my mom lives is pretty freaking hot,
too. Pretty brutal.
And as we talk about it, Napa's not going to exactly be comfortable today either.
No, it's hot here.
But we're peaking. It's still going to be hot tomorrow, though. So I don't, I mean, yeah. You know,
well,
5 degrees more.
It is still summer.
Whatever.
So yesterday I was super productive. I guess in 1 week we leave for my husband's 60th birthday party in luxurious upscale Reno.
Reno. I don't know what your problem is with it.
I have no problem with it. I just told you it's luxurious and upscale. In fact,
sarcastically,
one of the things, so we're doing, it's going to be so fun. So Friday night is this like disco black light bowling party. And everyone's,
so John knows about this now.
John. Oh yeah. He knows. He doesn't know all the things I have planned. And I assume he's not awake right now. But on Saturday, there's a couple things have. So he's going golfing with a bunch of the people that want to go golfing. They're leaving early and they're going to go golf. And we're having a poolside Kanye, which is really I even wrote in the, because I was writing out the itinerary yesterday. I'm like, this is just a couple of cabanas, but you know, I'm being crazy here. I don't want to get your hopes up too high, but I'm looking at the pool going, there's cabanas. And I call, I'm like, can I rent those cabanas right there? And the lady's like, well, you can. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll do it. But I got the sense from her that it's going to be a lonely poolside Kanye. Kanye won't be there.
Well.
So it'll be. I'm like, I want to reserve those for my party.
You know, let me just give you, I'll remind you of a story.
Okay.
When I proposed to Christina, I went down to this bluff near my house.
Oh, this is a
and
good.
And I just looked around and sort of thought, this is, and if I get
this
it the timing
like
right, I'll check the sunset. It's a good time. This is a spot that's special to us. We know it and whatever. That's the spot I'm going to do this. And I check it and I clean up a little trash around here and I pick this up and that. And I'm thinking, we're ready to go. I'll bring her back here at whatever time and it's going down. Well, I didn't think clearly enough that people were going to fill that hillside, cliffside. And certainly there was some Daryl sitting there with his beer and his doobie. And I'm like,
oh,
God damn it. Right in the spot I was going to do this.
He was like, oh, somebody like cleaned this area up. It looks great. I'm just plunk it down here.
Of course he is. So I had to move. But my point being, if you can rent the spot, rent the spot. Because there you are in your special moment going, what?
Really?
One guy with a 40 is going to ruin the whole event?
And I'm like, well, what does it cost? I want to rent both of them. She goes, oh, there's $75 for 4 hours. I'm like, okay, that's the cheapest thing I'm doing, the poolside Kanye.
And that's probably going to be more than enough time, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll take it for the whole time, and then it'll be fine. And I did put, I'm like, this is option, very relaxed. Visit, don't visit, it's fine. There is a bar, I guess, for people who want that at 10 in the morning. Okay.
Don't you?
No. Well, I'm not really a day drinker. I feel like it kind of ruins the rest of the day.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's.
Well, I mean, until you sleep it off and start over. Mm.
So I got a lot to do, though, because when we're doing a pawn shop crawl and there's actually a Pokemon event. There's a bunch of pokey people.
You can't peel off and go Pokemon while John's trying to have a 60th birthday.
He'll still be golfing when it's going.
Oh, he's got a golf
Although
day
when gets,
plan.
When he gets back, maybe he'll. It's just, you know, these pokey days, they're very important. The pokey people know.
Do they?
They do. In fact, my sister was like, we're going to do that, right? And Sheffy was all, what's happening? Is that happening? Like, it's happening.
All right. Well.
Anyway, but it was very productive because I got, you know, I reserved the Kanye cabanas and it'll be hilarious. We'll make Kanye
For
references.
The record, we're really stoked that people miss us when we're gone. Little hostile, you know, while we were sitting at home with COVID.
Yeah.
Wasn't.
We were feeling bad.
The best.
You weren't helping us.
But that said, again, it's nice to be missed. And just pre-warning, she's telling you guys about 2 days we're not going to be at work.
Oh, I am. Yes, that is true.
You're hearing it now in advance. It's not COVID.
No.
It's John's birthday.
It's John's birthday.
John!
So, and it's, you know, 16 months in the planning. Like, I've told everyone in my family 16 months ago, like, hey, this is when it's happening. So it would be hard to move it now with everyone flying into luxurious, beautiful downtown Reno.
No, that's part of the thing, man.
It is funny, that, though, reminding everyone yesterday about these two days off that I'm taking. I'm like, I get that we were just out for 8 days with COVID.
Hey, man, that was protocols.
I'm sorry, but I'm just reminding you, we need some best ofs to be happening. You were about to say, sorry.
That Chapel Rowan, who's the newest, biggest star from out of seemingly nowhere.
Well, for us, out of nowhere. I'm sure that there are other people who are like, you don't know about Chapel Rowan? Come on.
Nope. She canceled some concert in Europe. And it was one of those things where she took to her Instagram, whatever you take to, I don't know.
Sure.
And said, you know, hey, I'm gutted. I don't know how she worded it, but it was one of those things where I'm really sorry. I don't know what she is.
Okay.
I didn't really get into the details of it. And I think that was some of the backlashes because people
feel that they have the right to know.
I'm really sorry that I can't perform this show tomorrow night or whatever it is. And, you know, I'll be back when I can schedule that. Well, the people started writing, we have flights, we have hotels that won't pay us back. We feel like you should be a little bit more, I don't know, demonstrative about how sorry you are, because you've just ruined and also lost us a bunch of money. And it's hard. It's a hard situation to be in.
It is.
For her, she's like, who knows? My voice is blown out.
I mean, hopefully she isn't willy-nilly canceling concerts. I wouldn't think so either. And I feel like if you have canceled, you've got a reason. But I feel that. I got non-refundable hotel rooms for Winterland last year and went, well, I guess we'll go to Topgolf. Pivot!
Oh, that's right. Pivot! You did go anyway.
We all had gotten hotel rooms. I'm like, well, I guess we're all still going. You know, you got to make the best of that stuff. So I will say, while, yes, we do appreciate that you missed us, and we are sorry that we got COVID, we assume you didn't fly in here to listen to the show and book a hotel room. So,
No, so that's, we'll be, there's a couple more days. John? It's John's birthday, everyone.
Yeah, it is.
He's going 60.
It's hard to believe. It really is. We had barely turned 30 when we got this job. Unbelievable. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Wake up! Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.